Takes a Moment is running from June 23rd to the 25th. There are four performances only, and it's an intimate evening with Cynthia Dale, which marks the celebratory return of the musical stage company to the Winter Garden Theatre. With me on the phone now is Cynthia to talk about it. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Long time no talk, Cynthia.
Long time no
talk. Oh, my gosh. We could tell some stories, couldn't we?
We go way back, many, many lifetimes ago.
Yes, we do. We sure do. How are you?
I'm just great.
Great. Now, tell us about Takes a Moment and what that involves.
You know, it's about an 80-minute show. There's no intermission. It's just me and two grand pianos singing some incredibly grand music of Stephen Sondheim's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me telling intimate stories and singing songs that reflect those stories. It's certainly not about my life in the theater, and it's not really that much about my life in showbiz. It's about the moments that have rocked me, the moments mm-hmm. in my life that the tectonic plates have shifted or things have been huge that mm-hmm. have made a difference to me and for me in my life. And that's what I was asked to do. When they called me and asked me to do this, that's what they wanted. And I would never have had the moxie to go to a theater at this point in my life and say, hey, I want to do a one-woman show. Will you produce it? Thank goodness they came to me, because it's been an absolute blessing.
Why wouldn't you have had the moxie to go to a theater? I mean, look at who you are. Look at your history. Why wouldn't you have done that?
You know what?
Right.
I don't have the same moxie I had years ago. I don't know why.
Well, I sort of get that, too.
Yeah, I just, I think it's age.
Yep.
I think it's also what's happened to everybody over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it would have been a very different show had I tried to do this 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I think that at the age that I am now, 61,
mm-hmm.
I think I sing differently. I think I do different things now.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of our hearts have been changed because of what's happened, and so
yes.
That's reflected in what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm. And why is this piece such a special project for you?
Because of the sort of gauntlet that was thrown down,
mm-hmm.
Or the gift that came to me, and as hard as it was to say yes to it, I also realized that I could not say no to it, no matter how hard it was and how scared I was to do this. You have to say yes to the universe, and when God gives you this kind of gift, you can't go, oh, thanks a lot, but I'm looking for another kind of gift. You have to actually,
yeah.
You have to, you know, take the gift that's in front of you and
right.
realize how big the task is, that you can rise to it, that
sure.
you have to rise to it.
And boy, Stephen Sondheim, could you ask for a better gift?
Well, that's it. I mean, they didn't say it had to be Sondheim music, but I also, again, it was like, well, if I'm going to sing music at
mm-hmm.
this point in my life,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm old enough now to understand some of the songs better. I think I think my wrinkles are as deep inside and out as are required for
mm-hmm.
this kind of music.
Sure.
And so that sort of, it was like, man, if you're going in, baby, go in.
Go in, right. So who's playing the piano?
We have two pianos. We have two grand pianos.
Lovely.
It's me and two grand pianos. It's David Terrio, who did all the music arrangements, and he's playing one, and Benjamin Kersey is playing the other one.
Okay. And you say it's an 80-minute show, no intermission.
Yeah.
That's big, huh?
It really is. It's a mountain. I mean, I did it yesterday in rehearsals. We went like
right.
all the way through it again, I just have to go in. I can't sort of
sure.
question myself or we've done all the work. We've
yes.
done all our homework. I'm a rehearsaholic. I'm not one of those
hey,
sort of whip it off the cuff kind of a
right.
Ad lib kind of gal. That's
sure.
that's not me.
Right.
And so I'm happy to do the work and to keep chipping away and trying to make it better. Yeah, it's hard. It's a big one, but why not go big or go home? I guess.
Yeah. So what is interesting is that you've had such a varied career, like 8 seasons on Street Legal. I can't imagine that you had an opportunity to sing for that during that time.
I actually sang on that show once way back in the 1800s when we did the first run. I think I sang on that one once, But and, no, I didn't really sing that much.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to bring up one memory because you were instrumental in this, as I recall.
Okay.
We were doing Mikado.
Yep.
I might have been one of the first seasons you were in Mikado
at
Stratford with me. Okay.
Yep.
And we were going across Canada and we were doing it.
Yes.
Now, what you... I'm telling you, I think it was your idea, Cynthia.
It was my idea.
We were all bored.
Yes.
So, Cynthia, you decided, well, why don't you tell the story?
Okay, you know, we were the restless chorus girl in the back. And if you were a tall girl in Mikado, you were even more restless and bored.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
We were in the way back of that show. And I don't know, I think we were in Vancouver, and... It was my idea when they brought in the wigs to the ensemble's dressing room that night to all of us to put on each other's wigs instead of the wigs that had been made specifically
and they
for
were
our
really
heads.
Expensive wigs.
They were. I mean, the wig department at the Stratford Festival is bar none the best.
I know.
And so you know, putting on someone else's wig, it's like putting on a mask that just doesn't fit your face or a hat.
My God, it was a mess.
It was a mess. And then we stayed hidden downstairs in the dressing room until the moment we had to go upstairs to do it. And all the guys who had, of course, gone up and done the number first and were standing there weren't expecting it. And either was Bert Carrier, the conductor.
Or the principals.
Or the principals. And, of course, then they couldn't sing when they saw us.
No, didn't know who was who.
We got in so much trouble.
We got in so much trouble.
I think we almost got taken up, like, in front of Equity or something.
I thought,
like,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
well, Cynthia, I want to thank you so much for talking today. I'm sorry this is so short.
We could have talked forever.
Thanks
so much for doing it, Jean. I send you big love.
And a big love back to you. And have a fabulous time with this show.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks. We've been talking with Cynthia Dale about her show Take the Moment. It's running from June 23rd to 25 for four performances, and you can get tickets at musicalstagecompany.com.